When I was a child, I remember lying in bed one night, staring at the ceiling, petrified. I was 6 years old and entered a new moment of self-awareness. I learned I could breathe. You see, that day in science class, I learned what the lungs were. The way they filled and expanded in cohesion with the lift of the diaphragm. I was determined to make sure I was the best breather and kept an eye on my body to make sure I was doing it properly. I stared down at my belly, watching it rise all the way to the top. And pushing my breath out until it passed well beyond my ribs. I did this the whole day, until bedtime, where I reached a dilemma. If I go to sleep, I thought, how will I breathe? We are all like this in a way. As we become older, we become obsessed with control. It's in our makeup as Americans, as Iowans. It's an effect of humanist thought that puts us in the center of the world that doesn't seem to exist unless we're having a constant moment of doing or effort. In truth, my body never needed me to breathe. In the same way the sun never needed my permission to shine. Or the river below you doesn't need your permission to flow. It just does because it is. So when I prompt you to breathe, in essence, I'm asking you to return to the simple, to the awareness of just being who you are, to relinquish trying or doing, just be. Try this for a moment. See what happens. Close your eyes and breathe. Notice any tensions you might have in your shoulders or your lower half. Release your glutes. Make sure there is a bounce in your knees. Listen for the cars driving by or people talking. Perhaps you can even feel the flow of the river as it hits the rocks below. Just be.